You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? We're a weekly movie podcast discovering the disturbing, the extreme, and everything in between. Most of the time, for the first time. Before we started this podcast, I had only ever seen Bebe's Kids.
What a fucking deep cut.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
Who? Sound off in the fucking speak pipe if you've seen Bebe's Kids.
Hell yeah.
So. This is why Jack doesn't want to participate.
Yeah.
He doesn't ever know what the fuck is going on.
He doesn't get our references yet.
I'm Chris, and with me today is the woman that doesn't like their sound drop anymore, Lisa.
Oh, that's that me.
That does ring true.
That's
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Yeah. You bitch.
Yeah. AKA the bitch wife.
I'm also joined by the pretty cool dude that still likes his sound drop, Bo.
That's me. It's sort of like dead naming because as we've established in the lore, my formal name is actually Elizabeth Holmes. But,
yes.
I apologize.
Bo's okay.
Just go with Bo for short.
Yeah, when I'm not wearing turtlenecks and sort of relishing and wallowing in my ill-gotten gains, I do go by Bo. So.
Oh, yeah. Podcast upgrade unlocked. We got a Blu-ray player for my computer now, so we can watch physical movies here on the podcast together.
Oh, yeah.
I've been amassing a few. Got some coming in the mail. And we'll be covering them.
Yeah.
Love Dump is on the way.
Nice.
That's in no form or fashion implying that we've previously been almost exclusively pirating everything we've watched and reviewed.
Absolutely not.
That's not what we do here. We're law-abiding citizens. Praise ye the Lord.
Yeah.
Make America great again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All right. Shout out to everybody that's been sending us recommendations, man. We got a ton of them in last week. We will definitely be getting to those. I think moving forward, we're going to start staggering them. We're going to do one of our picks, then a recommendation, so on and so forth.
Yes.
Keep them recommendations coming. We love it.
Yeah.
A special shout out to James from Oklahoma City. Sent us an awesome email. Gave us a ton of recommendations.
Yeah.
One of them just so happens to be the movie we're covering today.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to retroactively call this one a listener request.
Yeah.
Because we can do that. Literally the day after we decided to do this, he sent that email.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks for the email. Thanks for all the nice stuff you said.
Especially to women.
Yeah. We're glad that you...
Yeah, if I remember correctly, he echoed the strong and good sentiment that women shouldn't have rights. Lisa is a bitch.
Yeah, that's definitely in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll definitely do your requests still. Keep them coming. We love them. I'm just not going to be able to give you a exact timeline like I used to. Shit's going crazy over here. And I don't write shit down.
Uh-huh.
I learned the magic of writing things down, but I have not implemented it. Whoa, Lisa, what the fuck are you watching?
Well, apparently I'm watching Fallow or 120 Days of Sodom. And I don't know what year this movie is from.
Reggie.
1975.
1975. It was released in early January of 1976. So I did not realize that this is based on a book.
Yes, it sure is.
That's interesting. I want to check out the book now.
Sallow or The 120 Days of Sodden. First and foremost, pick a fucking title, dude.
I think the name of the book is 120 Days of Sodden.
It is, but...
it is kind of strange.
Yeah, it's kind of bullshit. I mean, you can't just fucking take two titles. Put a colon in there at least. Yeah. Damn.
Oh, my God.
This one's directed by Pierre Pier Paolo Pasolini. Written by Pier Paolo Pasolini, Sergio Sitti, and Poopy Avati.
Hey, Poopy.
Starring Paolo Bonacelli, Giorgio Cataldi, and Umberto Paolo Quintavalli, and a whole lot of others.
Mm-hmm.
The director of this movie, Pier Paolo Pasolini, very interesting dude. Also super gay.
Okay.
I was going to say super gay.
Some of the pictures, he's a pretty good looking guy.
Yeah.
Some of them, not so much. I think straight on shots, not so great. You get a profile shot of him, pretty good looking dude.
Well, yeah, everybody has their good side.
Born in 1922, he'd spend his early days drinking and dancing with the bros and also jerking them off.
Fucking cock.
Got in trouble for it.
Well, of course, because in those times you couldn't do those things.
Yeah.
And in these times you shouldn't.
Moved to Rome with his mom. Kind of living in the poor side of town. Became a school teacher, secondary school, which I'm assuming is like high school here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Historically a great place for gays.
Mm-hmm. Well, he became attracted to one of his male students.
Yeah. So. God damn it. Well, it checks out. If it's one thing us homosexuals like, it's little boys. And that's just an appropriate blanket statement.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Super political dude. Was like hardline communist.
Mm-hmm.
But also kind of nationalist. Maybe not nationalist. I think that has certain connotations to it.
Well, in the former times, they were more definable pedagogues of ideology. Things have gotten a little... washed out subsequently.
I mean, his politics were wild. He had almost conflicting at times. Super left, Marxist, communist, wasn't down for abortion. And, Italy at the time was not a place to be a communist. I think they were just coming off of probably the most fascist country ever.
I was about to say, they were still into fascism, right?
Yeah. You know, his job got threatened because he was such a commie.
Yeah.
Everybody's kind of sending him like vague threats, like, you should stop that commie shit, dude.
And stop sucking off them kids.
Yeah. And, you know, he becomes a poet and filmmaker, gets in deep with political parties, doing his thing.
Yeah, I read that this was his last film.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, he kind of meant for it to be like a take on what was going on in the country or something. I don't know. I haven't watched the movie yet. I don't know.
And, you know, he just really hated kind of like the Americanization of Italy, moving into like the 60s and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the capitalism and... yeah. Consumerism that was just kind of fucking taking hold everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I meant when I said he was kind of a nationalist. He wanted, you know, all the Italians to speak Italian. Damn it. Hated television. Said that it was like the number one cause of, you know, or the number one propagation machine of consumerism.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's some merit to that, almost especially in Italian history. Their television stations are sort of famously all spearheaded and or owned by the de facto figurehead of the government, which, you know, leads to obvious problems.
Hell yeah. And like Lisa was saying, Salos, the last movie he ever made, he was murdered weeks before its release.
Didn't know that part.
Yeah, and it's like still unsolved to this day.
Holy crap.
He was abducted, tortured, had his fucking balls beat in with a pipe, burnt alive. Crazy thing. They're wild over there in Italy, man. They don't give a fuck.
Do we suppose it's actually unsolved?
Probably not. Well, I'm sure someone knows.
I guess if it's not in the public domain, that counts as unsolved.
Yeah.
Nobody really knows what happens. There's, of course, like heated debate over what actually happened.
Well, and because he was so hated for the political shit, and that's also things that would happen to gay people. So was it just a hate crime because he was gay, or was it because of his politics?
Yeah. Giuseppe Pino Pelosi was caught driving Pasolini's car, and he was there at the time of the murder, and he ended up confessing to it. Oh, yeah, he got ran over by his own car like 3, 4, 5 times.
Listen, gays, historically bad drivers.
Yeah.
So
things happen.
And Pelosi confessed to the murder. He's like, yeah, dude. And then, but after serving like years in prison, he was like, yeah, I didn't do it. He was actually murdered by like 5 people.
He said 3 people with a southern accent.
Way down south.
While in insulting him as a dirty communist.
What's a southern Italian sound like?
I don't know.
Arrivederci.
Yeah, it sounds like you when you speak Italian.
Sounds like you trying to read Japanese names.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm an ornery meatball.
Oh my gosh. But then like,
you look like one of them linguinis.
Oh my god. But then you can't believe this guy now, though. I mean, he said he did it, and now he says he didn't do it, and these people did it instead.
Yeah.
Like,
as of, I think, 2023, because the case has been reopened, it's considered a cold case.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. we got that DNA shit now, mm-hmm. and now it's kind of suggested that he was murdered as a part of like a contract killing. Somebody put out a hit on him.
Mm-hmm.
Committed by the Banca della Magliana. God damn it. Banda della Magliana. A criminal organization with close ties to far-right terrorism.
Well, I was like, it does sound more like a crime that a group of people would commit.
Yeah. You don't pull a dude out of his car and beat his fucking dick in by yourself.
And then run him over several times, set him on fire.
Yeah. And, you know,
I guess it depends on how much spare time I have that day.
To me, it just sounds like the typical stories that I've heard of, you know, groups of people going and beating up people because they're black or because they're gay.
It does scream fuck the fags.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Yeah.
I still think it's because of his kind of like political ties, though, because he was fucking raising hell everywhere, dude.
I'm sure it was.
I would bet so as well.
But then they decided he's gay, so we have to beat his dick in.
Even with his own fucking political party, like, he was just doing his own fucking thing. He didn't give a fuck, dude. Yeah, and, you know, if it's, I don't know, a far-right terrorist organization, that sounds about right.
Well, that's kind of what I was comparing it to. It's always the group of white guys going to beat up the gay guys and the black guys.
Anytime there's a mob of dudes, they're always going for the dick, though. You don't even have to be gay. They just go for the fucking dick.
Maybe. Maybe you're right.
Yeah, I think like baseline, almost especially hypermasculine men are like the gayest creatures I've encountered in my life. Like, they're not out eating ass, maybe, of their bros, but like they seem pretty fucking gay, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, do some gay shit.
Which I don't really care about. Everyone seems a little gay to me.
Yeah.
The special thing about it is like that specific brand of hypermasculine is like super threatened by any feminine notions or like having any femininity ascribed to them. That something about that level of insecurity screams faggotry too. I don't know.
Deeply closeted.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, just get a grip, man.
Yeah.
You don't even got to be gay. Just fucking chill out. Everyone's a little girly.
Yeah. Yeah, I do gay shit all the time.
Well, and I think the ones that really have those gay urges are usually the ones that are the most outspoken and like, fuck those gay
people. They're the ones going straight for the fucking dick every time.
Yeah.
Let's beat his dick in.
If I re-downloaded Grindr and showed you the messages on it, it's all from fucking straight white redneck.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, dude. You get a group of like 3-4 dudes. We got to go kill this guy. And one of them's like, yo, let's fucking bash his fucking balls in. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And that's the one that wants to suck his friend's dick.
Yeah.
Are you hard right
now? He wants to be bound.
Listen, if you and your group of friends are going to murder somebody and your friend's like, hey, we got to fucking cut his dick off, smash his dick in, anything with his dick, he definitely wants to fuck you.
Wouldn't it be crazy if we just sucked his dead dick right now?
Wouldn't it be crazy?
Yeah.
What if to like embarrass him, we just like took a picture in two tuxes in front of a judge?
Yeah.
And like made out a little.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny?
That'd be like the funniest thing to do to that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, motherfucking sallow. This is supposedly a spicy boy, man. This is one of them heavy hitters, man.
Yeah, I read some comment.
Everybody's always bringing this one up. So we might be in for a treat.
Mm-hmm.
The storyline is as follows. This one's submitted by Killer Ghost. In Nazi fascist Northern Italy in 1943 to 1944, four senior members of government, aided by henchmen and Nazi soldiers, kidnap a group of young men and women. They hold them for 120 days, subjecting them to all manner of torture, perversion, and degradation. Thanks, Killer Ghost. Now, you might be wondering, my kid's been learning about World War II.
Yeah, he has.
Can I play him this movie as a little history lesson? Luckily for you, we got the parent's guide.
Yeah.
Sex and nudity has been rated severe. Two teen boys are told to pull their pants and underwear down and expose themselves to a group of adults to be inspected. The camera pans from the boys' faces all the way down to their crotches and their penises shown in clear view. Let's see some dicks.
Yeah, I think I'm going to hate this movie.
Sexual content, 10 out of 10.
Oh, God.
Extreme aberrant sexual perversions, ininterrupt male and female nudity, extreme sex descriptions, masturbation, rape, sex, ininterrupt sexual dialogue. Okay, you cannot use ininterrupt twice in a fucking sentence, dude. Anyway, fuck your fucking entry, dude. I'm not even reading it anymore. Many sexual acts are shown or talked about graphically at one time or another, but usually without showing direct sexual contact. Acts include sodomy, coprophilia, transvestism, S&M, rape, and masturbation. Man, motherfuckers using big words here today, dude.
Oh my God, there's a scene where a young man and woman have a mock wedding.
and all of the other sex slaves are naked with genitalia showing, and one of the fascists stops the ceremony to come and grope and kiss the naked bodies of the men and women.
Hell yeah.
A mock wedding with all the sex slaves watching.
Can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
I remember upon like reviewing this, I remember this movie actually probably from like, I'm sure there's some stuff I've forgotten.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'll hate it as much as you think you will, Lisa.
Yeah.
But it's not like great.
Yeah. I just don't like that. This is obviously going to be more child nudity and sexual stuff.
Yeah.
Like these kids are obviously teenagers that are playing in this movie. I mean, don't like that.
It's probably not super bad. It's an old fucking movie.
I know. We'll see.
So they're like,
we'll see how
I feel. It's strange because it's like, if memory serves,
mm-hmm.
I guess you have to sort of apply a lens of the times and also the relationship with like things like age of consent from that time period and also that geography.
Yeah, that's true.
Not that that makes any of it more appropriate.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
But it is like, this is a product of an era that for good reason, none of us will really relate to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A young woman urinates onto a man's face and the man drinks it. Hell yeah.
We're going to have some more pee going on in this movie.
Love it. Violence and gore is berated severe. A girl's scalp is cut off. Very graphic.
Oh.
A young man's tongue is cut off. Brief, but graphic. A person's eye is graphically cut out with a knife. Lasts for a few seconds.
Graphic.
A young man is whipped on the back several times after not begging like a dog. Several
after not begging like a dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
Several young men and women are raped. Profanity. It's been rated severe. The word bitch has been said a few times.
Yeah, sure has.
Ho. Well,
that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, definitely, dude. Ho is said several times, though usually not in an overly derogatory manner. There are some sexual dialogue.
Yeah.
It's fine. That's fine, really.
It's not overly derogatory.
Not overly derogatory.
Yeah.
There's...
You're a cute little hoe, aren't you?
He just says you're kind of a hoe.
You're a little hoey.
There's some sexual dialogue. Also, a few uses of fuck and shit in the Criterion dubbed version.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This is like some Criterion collection shit, man. We're like big time now, man. Doing a Criterion movie. Alcohol, drugs, and smoking's been rated mild. Several characters smoke throughout the film.
Oh, my God.
It was still good for your health then.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Doctors were prescribing it.
Got them new asbestos filters.
Mm-hmm.
Frightening and intense scenes have been rated severe. Rated X for extreme disturbing sexual and sadistic violence, brutality, and cruelty. Graphic, perverse dialogue, and for extreme, aberrant, and grotesque depravity. Fucking aberrants, back at it again.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody eats human feces at the dinner event. Some are smiling and loving it, while others are disgusted slash gross.
It was really funny. I was looking up the movie before we started, and I saw somebody on Reddit saying, like, why did all these teenagers agree to do this and be sexually abused and all this stuff? And somebody commented on it and said they weren't actually sexually abused. This is a movie. Like, Leonardo DiCaprio didn't drown at the end of Titanic.
He didn't?
And they were like, these kids didn't actually eat shit. It was chocolate.
Yeah.
Well, that's a real boner killer.
I know. I just thought it was funny. Like, Leonardo DiCaprio didn't drown and these kids didn't really eat shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, fun fact. Actress Helene Segarra claimed that, you know, it was a pretty good time on set and everybody was happy having a good time. She said that the movie kind of happened in the editing room, Once they chopped it, screwed it all together, it turned into the movie we've seen. But at the time, they didn't really know how fucked up it was going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, when they're filming, they don't know how it's going to turn out.
Well, they know. They got to know a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. Like,
but I mean, like, when they edit it all together, they don't know.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Be like.
Yeah, I mean, you know, strategic cuts and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you probably don't even know you're getting butt raked. Just like, yeah, fall down. Anyway, let's see if I can find some pearl clutchers in the.
Yeah, I looked on. I saw some on Rotten Tomatoes, and like the first couple were like, oh my God, this is the worst. Like, it's so bad. And then the third one was like, boring, boring, boring.
That's what I love about Reddit specifically. I know you're saying Rotten Tomatoes, but yeah. It's, you know, rinse and repeat on any forum, I'm sure, but Reddit's that way. You've got like one thread, which is like, everyone talking about how traumatizing this film watching experience was. And then you've got another thread that was just like, I honestly expected so much worse.
Okay, here's one for you. Pat Lucini was a gay faggot retard commie pederast, and the movie is just nauseating excuse to indulge in his very own deviant
proclivities.
Proclivities. I could say that word. And
unfortunately, I kind of agree with this one.
yeah.
And vices while projecting them onto his political enemies, the right. Not too far from what communists do nowadays. Complete waste of time and utterly repulsive.
Yeah.
So,
unfortunately, I think, yeah, it has to be a little bit. He's just doing it for his own enjoyment.
Well, so you can make that argument, but you can't devalue the amount of attention it's received. Like, mm-hmm. there are actively eyes consuming the media being presented.
Yeah.
So there's obviously an audience for it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I also know this guy is kind of the thought that if you're gonna make art, it's got to be so fucking extreme that you can't market it to the masses.
Yeah, which is kind of an elitist, like a strain of elitism that I don't relate with either.
Yeah,
I think it's just that anti fucking consumerism shit that he's.
No, I'm sure it is, but it's such a pretentious way to, I don't know, just from my perspective, that's just pretension and like ego.
Yeah.
True.
Oh, damn. I can buy the book on Kindle for 75 cents.
Yeah. We didn't talk about Marquis de Sade. Fucking movies based on his book. What I didn't know is sadism is based on like. Him or like his characters in his books.
Oh, really?
So
the whole like framework for that like manifestation of like sexual psychosis is the archetypes were presented in his literature. Yeah.
So either it's Marquis de Sade or it's sadism or sadism. Or we just fucked words up somewhere and.
Well, that's just the Americanized of it all, right? Tomato, tomato, really.
I tried to read the book and it's pretty spicy, but I think it's got old ass book syndrome and it's really fucking boring.
Well, that's
yeah,
what
I'm sure it'll
say.
Be
it's
hard to get through.
It's kind of a slog, right?
Yeah. It's like 400 pages, so that's not terrible.
And I love a good. 500-600 page book. I really fucking do, but not by just anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I bought the book. It might take me a long time to get through it, but I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Oh yeah, are you guys ready to watch this shit?
Yeah, we need to.
Italian sounds cool, even if it means dumb shit. Though you know what I mean. It's like the most romantic language on the planet.
Yeah, and like you can sound Italian just saying the name normal too.
Well,
you can.
Pasolini. The only name I have, Pierre? You're going to call that Pierre? That's Pierre, dude. It's not Pierre. I mean, I guess it is if you say it's stupid.
Yeah, well, that's the that argument holds water with every word.
Yeah.
You know, every word is said stupid.
Yeah. Words are stupid.
Why
tutto è buono quando è eccessivo.
Arrivederci.
Yeah, it looks like Italy. I want to go to Italy so bad. It looks really good for 1975, though.
The whole film does, and that's what I mean by, like, I don't... It, like, helps divorce me from any of the, like, actual, like, trauma, I think, because it's, yeah, like, a pretty film. How come so many Italians are so hot?
Yeah, it's pretty good-looking dudes, man.
Well, and women.
Yeah, not even just dudes. Like, we've only seen dudes so far, but...
Yeah. I don't know, man. And, like, a lot of Asian women are really hot, too. Not so much the men, I guess.
Everybody's fucking hot, man.
Eh, not everybody.
Dang, just spit in that girl's eye.
Cari amici, sposando le nostre rispettive figlie, uniremo per sempre I nostri destini.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to marry each other's daughters?
Lei, presidente, prenderà in moglie Tatiana. À l'ombre des jeunes filles en fleurs.
In puberty's ambush, maiden's bloom.
It is kind of an ambush.
Non sarebbe il caso di osservarli un po' meglio.
Oh, yeah, they're going to inspect them. Trousers down, shirts up.
Hell yeah.
That's the way we like to fuck.
Yep. I like the big guy back there with the sideways
hat.
Yeah,
look at the neck on that fuck.
Fucking kingpin looking motherfucker.
Yeah, look at that guy. He's going to be a problem.
So she dicks.
Look at those uncircumcised dicks.
Like a fucking cannoli.
Oh, that makes me like them.
The cannolis?
Yeah. If their dicks look like cannolis, then I'm like, oh, yeah.
Suck that cream out, baby.
Now I see the appeal.
The appeal?
È di Castelfranco.
I gotta tell you, I'm not going to remember a single one of these motherfuckers, dude.
No.
The names don't carry a ton of importance.
Don't expect me to deflower you.
Oh, yeah.
It's not what we're expecting at all, sir.
Dunque, Tonino.
Deflower.
Yeah, deflower.
I didn't know you could deflower buttholes.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's kind of weird talking to boys and saying deflowering, I guess, but you still understand what they mean. Yeah, there's just so many people here. I don't think we're used to seeing this many people in a movie.
Listen, and it remains like hundreds of fuckers walking around this whole fucking movie.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, dude.
And they said they had a good time on set and everything. Everybody was having a good time.
Yeah, I mean, they look like they're having fun.
Yeah.
Well, at least that one woman was. I don't know who it was.
Well, she said everybody.
Like, did you look at... All those girls look like fucking models. That's so stupid.
I know. Yeah. They're all so pretty.
Yeah, some people's faces, they like, deserve to be punched, you know?
That cross-eyed dude kind of reminds me of... What's his name? Fucking
Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey.
Oh, took me a minute.
Okay.
But specifically when he's doing that master of disguise.
I was just
turtle.
Disguise.
Turtle. Yeah. That one wasn't so pretty.
Do we miss these eyebrows?
I don't know. I just naturally have these really thin fucking eyebrows, so.
That's true.
I'm cool with everybody having no eyebrows. I wish I had nice eyebrows.
We'll get you said eyebrows one day, baby.
I don't want my eyebrows to look like that, for sure.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I think you should do the Amanda Palmer just draw crazy-ass shapes on your eye. She got, like, birds and shit on her.
Yeah, well, I mean, what I wouldn't recommend is having platinum blonde hair and using a brown eyeliner pencil on the eyelid of your eye.
Yeah.
to then depict it. You should at least go to the brow line, I think, maybe.
Signore, nessuno se ne era accorto.
Anyone know the difference between eight, no-no, and family? Eight is twice four. No-no is twice not four. What about family? They're fine, thank you. What a stupid joke. What a stupid joke.
God, I hope that was like a translation problem, not just the worst joke I've ever heard in my life.
Well, no, because I think...
It was a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I think it was just still a stupid joke.
It was still, unfortunately, maybe this is stupid.
The punchline is just that he leaves out family, and then he says, what about family? Oh, they're fine, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Not jokes a soldier in a Third Reich would make. I'm sorry, I'm still on that, but that was fucking bad.
Soldiers in the Third Reich were on fucking meth. They probably did make jokes like this.
Probably.
You ever met people on meth?
Yeah.
They're fucking dumb.
Yeah, but that was like dad joke level, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It reminds me of Chris reading his dad joke book the other night to the kids.
I will admit, though, like, 10 months into deployment, everything's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. So. Yeah.
Don't expect to find the freedom granted by the outside world here. You're beyond the reach of legality.
Damn. Dang, they got a rule book.
At 6 p.m., the company will assemble in the Hall of Orgies. Storytellers are good.
That's the name of my Wi-Fi router.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, my gosh. And the purpose of these stories are going to be to inflame lust.
Okay.
The gentlemen will conduct the so-called orgies. Oh, the Great Hall's going to be adequately heated, so that's nice for them.
They will copulate indiscriminately, incestuously, and sodomistically.
Yeah. Oh, and it's going to be a daily procedure. Oh, don't you look at that black girl.
Mm-hmm.
This is the wrong time period for that.
Yeah, get back in line, Hans.
In flagrante delicto. That's a saying. Caught red-handed, I think is what it means.
The slightest religious act by anyone will be punished by death.
Listen, I don't want to say I'm on board here for everything that was just said, but maybe.
Yeah, look at her now. She doesn't look so crazy anymore. She's all dressed up.
Oh.
She's still got those tiny eyebrows, though.
Those thin, villainous lips. I don't know if she doesn't look crazy. I think she looks equally crazy.
She maybe does. She's just dressed up a little more.
Yeah, she's just
not wearing the hat anymore.
I don't like her. One bit.
You don't like her?
No.
Yeah.
What a fierce dress, though. This is what I mean. The costume in this shit is so great.
Yeah, that dress is really pretty.
The mansion they film it in is wild.
I know. I was going to say earlier, I think I'm just going to be distracted looking at all the cool, like, architecture and stuff that's going on.
Honestly, what I remember most about this, there's some shit that goes down, but I'm like, but... Io sono nata praticamente in un collegio dove mia madre faceva la serva.
Un giorno mia sorella mi chiese se conoscevo il professor Gentile. She just walks in and fucking...
She just walks in and starts telling a story. It's story time, man.
Okay.
She's gonna show him something that Professor Gentile showed her.
Now, is this who you bring in to inspire lust?
I guess so. They're inflaming lust right now. Mi ferma
e mi fa dove stai andando. I don't know, man. If you need fucking story time to get you hard, dude.
Oh, don't leave out any detail. Or you won't arouse us sufficiently.
That's not helping. No. That is not helping.
I'm hard. Why aren't you hard?
Yeah. I'm so wet right now watching this.
I think of her face every time I come.
Oh, God.
Just swipe the nut off his eye?
I don't know. He had the insolence to pull away from me. I want him punished. No, I don't want that one. Take this little girl instead. Nope. Just wants your chair.
She's just fucking still telling the story about how she peed on this guy.
Yeah, he consumed every bit of her piss. He cried tears of blood over her. What the fuck?
You want to see me piss? I can piss slower. I can piss the slowest.
Tell ya. Yeah. Naked chicks.
Naked women.
Tea.
Yeah. Looks like a ditty party.
Dang, trip that girl.
Look how black the bottom of her feet are.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
Yes.
Yes. Don't pee on that girl. Okay.
Dang, did you see the shadow of his dick?
Oh my
dick
god.
There?
I sure did. No, I didn't. Oh my god, I didn't.
Italians have huge cocks. I said, yes. I think I'll.
What?
This is the one they were describing in the comments.
He said it was funny. Yeah.
He's just going door to door, like, hey, yeah. Fuck my
Will
ass.
You lick my ass? Is he saying lick? I think that's what they said, yeah.
Bello, bello.
Handsome.
I don't know.
That's a handsome asshole.
It's not, though.
Probably not. Elfizio, it's my turn. He wants to get fucked now. Stop fucking that servant and fuck me. He's gonna do it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's a good soldier.
Yeah, he's just doing what he's told. Look at this motherfucker.
It's like fucking Lloyd Kaufman.
Jeez. Yeah, he's just having the time of his life right now. Yeah, this is strange.
Slut. See how it's done.
Oh my god,
slut. Jack a dick off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me show you how to jack off a dick. Only a man can do it the right way.
I mean.
Yeah.
God damn.
Her first client was a stout man.
At once I showed him my pussy, which I thought was very special.
Don't they all?
Jokes on you, bitch.
He covered his eyes. Out of the question. I'm not interested in your vagina. These little whores only know how to flaunt their vagina, and I'll have to recover from the sight now. Oh, leaving only her behind uncovered. Began to suck it greedily.
Dang, sucked her butthole?
How can we determine the true inclination between a boy and a girl?
I believe by masturbation. Okay, Gerard Butler, sit the fuck back down,
yeah,
dude.
He does.
Oh, here's our mock wedding.
Yeah, dude.
And yeah.
Hell yeah. More weddings should be like this.
I agree. Naked children everywhere.
Yeah.
Can't fucking contain himself. Grab her by the pussy.
Yeah. Grab them all by the pussy.
Grab all the merchants.
grab the dick. Don't be scared.
Well, you know. I don't think they could fake grabbing the dick. Oh, don't worry. I'm gonna make out with the old ladies, too.
Dude, just give a fuck, man.
Doesn't matter what age or gender you are.
That one over there feels a little left out. He just fucking...
Yeah, he did.
Absentmindedly fucking grabbed her boob.
Yeah. You can stay. You can stay. Fuck you. Uh-huh.
Bene, cari. Riprendiamo la cerimonia.
Let's resume the ceremony.
Vuoi che Sergio prendere in moglie la qui presente Renata?
They held a mock wedding just so they could watch the newlywed sex.
Yeah.
Okay. What? No, her flower's reserved for us.
Oh, no. Oh, they're both going to get fucked by the old guys.
Oh, my God. I was going to say at least they get to fuck each other and they don't have to fuck these old guys. But nope, they have to fuck the old guys.
Oh, here comes fucking Donald Duck.
He's going to fuck this guy while he fucks that guy.
Yeah, he is. He sure is. Said, you know what? I like this.
Keep in there real
quick. Oh, no. He's just got to sniff his ass real quick.
See, where was this energy in August Underground?
Exactly.
In that fucking gas station.
No fucking gagging here.
Yeah, dude.
No. He sucked it greedily.
Mm-hmm.
Have any of these people humped before?
That's what I was just going to say. These movements they're making when they're having sex are so weird.
The philosophical bullshit's not landing for me tonight. I don't know if it's just me or what.
Well, that's because it's not actual philosophy.
Yeah, no, I was like, it's just not.
They couldn't even agree on it. They're like, oh, yeah, it's Nietzsche. No. Fuck nada.
Yeah. And now we're back to story time. She's just trying to get them all in the mood to be butt fucked. Threw two chestnuts and made her go fetch them. Want to see if you're as fast as my dog.
Okay.
I thought it best to go along with the game.
Yeah, why can't we see that, dude? What?
No, we just get to hear about it.
Walking the dogs.
Yeah.
Dogs.
You guys, up the stairs.
Boys and girls.
No, I don't.
I don't think my knees can fucking take that.
Dude. Only some of them have leashes, though. Some of them are just free range.
Well, yeah, free range.
Oh, he had to hike his leg on the corner?
Yeah.
He's really getting into this dog life.
So I guess, know, maybe I could get into this.
I couldn't.
I'm assuming multiple days have passed now and they're kind of like accustomed to the lifestyle.
I don't know, man.
Maybe. I don't.
I don't know.
They're not.
I think it would have to be a lot of days for me to be just okay with this.
They're not objecting to the dog life, it seems. I should bit his hand. That's kind of weird.
Well, that's what you expect from a dog.
These voiceovers are killing me.
Yeah. God, bam. Whipping the shit out of that kid.
Yep.
See, Daddy should take a note from this whipping.
Yeah. Use a whip, Daddy.
That's some fucking whipping. I don't know what Daddy was doing.
Yeah, but we're the anarchists. This is why the philosophy's not landing. Because it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Would you like some fresh nail, Brit?
Fuck. Please.
Oh, my
God. Is this
God.
What those sausage biscuits at your job are like?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like a Russian roulette sort of thing.
Yeah, this girl's like, all right, I'll take the nail bread.
Yep.
That's what it's like for Chris every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spare you that fucking grisly detail, but...
But whom? Why does he always do it on all fours on the floor?
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
You guys don't eat your biscuits like that?
His coworkers have complained.
Well, you know, what are you going to do?
That was weird at first. Melanie just kind of let me be. Yeah. Except for that one old guy at work. He's like, hey, that's how my dog eats him.
Yeah, he's like, that's why you keep hearing about this fucked dog.
Yeah. You want to go outside, Chris?
Hey, he didn't want to come back in.
Kristen, look, come back in from break. This is some big ass flowers she has in her hair, too.
Monsters, though.
Those are whole magnolias, yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing here, you little bitch? Who gave you permission to disturb me?
This is exactly how I speak to Jack.
Yeah. I hadn't been warned of what would happen.
Oh, this girl can't take any more.
Well, what the fuck do you want me to do with
it? I can't take any more of this fucking story, man.
Yeah, dude. I mean, so far? I mean, yeah, it's been pretty weird, and a couple people got violated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what I mean. It's, I know that it's because I'm fucked, but...
Maybe, but damn, I mean...
No, I remember this as, like, mostly an avant-garde film. It didn't strike me as, like, traumatic.
Yeah,
we didn't mention the Dante's Inferno references. Or inspiration, I guess you would say.
Yeah, because it's bullshit. This has nothing to do with fucking Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, I was like, because I didn't know about it.
Well, the chapters are circles. And this movie was supposed to be the first in a three-piece, kind of like...
But old fuck got murked.
Yeah, dude.
Ears fucking dresses, man.
Yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They are nice.
You can't come for this bitch's wardrobe.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
God damn it, dude. I'm fucking sick for stories, though, man.
No, listen, Linda. We got stories, though.
Mm-hmm. They have story time every day, Chris.
Her story.
And a live pianist? Why don't you get some class?
Yeah. Yes.
I guess her stories are kind of more interesting than the movie so far. I would like to see her try to
outrun... It is like half the movie, to be fair.
I would like to see her try to outrun a fucking dog.
I would also like to see that depicted.
And then she gets nutted on her back for some reason.
Yeah.
Before your stories, you should show us your best part. What if she just showed her toes? Okay. If that's your best part, I don't think we're doing so hot, honey.
He said these buttocks merit our attention. I've seldom seen better.
Is this a joke?
Yeah, that wasn't a very good butt.
It was 75. Baby Got Back hasn't come out yet.
Maybe.
Sir Mix-a-Lot's fucking great, by the way.
Yeah.
Got a lot more going on than just Baby Got Back.
He does.
And he's
gonna be fully formed turds on the floor.
Yeah. Gonna poop on the floor.
Here, my child. It's ready.
He's
fresh
gonna
from my easy bake oven.
He's gonna chew on the cords and poop on the floor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chew all the cords out. Poop on the floor, Brett.
Yeah. Dude shit on the floor and he's like, oh, yeah, eat it. Come
all
on.
Right, so what do we do here, guys? What do we do?
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably just take the shot in the back of the head, dude.
Yep. I'm not doing it.
I'd
fucking kill me.
For someone's gun, for sure.
Yeah.
I'd kill everyone and myself.
Yeah, dude.
I'm killing anybody I can. Fuck you guys.
Yeah,
unloading, but I'm making sure one of those bullets goes straight through my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wait for one of those soldier dudes to rape somebody or get sucked off and you fucking take their shit and start blasting.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm biting dicks.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way I'm eating his shit. Fuck no. Mm-mm.
I don't know. It looks like a solid deposit.
Yeah.
They didn't remaster that scene very well.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. They definitely left that like blurry, so you can't see. Well, because they don't want you to see that it's not real fucking shit she's eating.
Well, wait. We haven't got to the buffet scene.
Yeah.
Eating poop.
Mm-hmm. And he's real happy about it.
And now she brings up the music. Play this pianist.
Piano player's like, all right, I'm going back to this piano now.
That stupid girl's making a scene over such a delicacy.
Why don't you fucking eat it then? This bitch has got a story for everything.
Listen, she's been there. She's done that. Yeah. She's shitted on and she's been shitted on.
Yeah, let me tell you about the time I ate shit.
Do you really go into another room to whack off?
Yeah, he needs a mirror.
Imagine this is the face you have that you've been given by God.
Yeah. Firstly,
if you will. And you're like, you know what I should do? I should go jack off in front of a fucking mirror. Jesus. That's the grossest thing I've seen so far.
Yeah. We gotta do it, man. We gotta let this guy have his dream. Of catching all the shit.
Gotta
catch them all. Get your chamber pots, quick.
Mm-hmm. Show and tell time. Come, darlings. Bring your poop bowls.
Yeah.
Models. Oh, and then that one.
Yeah.
You know the one.
Well, and I mean, if she wasn't like next to all these other girls, she might not even be that bad. You
she
know?
Might be. She might be in Oklahoma 8. I don't know for sure.
Yeah. Oh, only one girl's got shit in her pot. The most undisciplined of the girls, Doris.
Why is she wearing an onion bag on her head?
Okay, so I thought they wanted poop. Why are they mad that she had poop in her bowl?
Well, all shall be revealed.
Okay. Yeah, what the fuck? They just go into the boys' dorm. Like, just real casually looking at their pots. They didn't yell at them to line up and show their pots off.
Show me this boy's ass.
Yeah. I gotta see this poop. I gotta see where this poop came from. You even dared to wipe yourself. How dare you?
Right, and then the Book of Grudges.
Yeah. You can't fucking wipe yourself. So what, we're having another mock wedding, but this time the boy is dressed as a bride. And it's the creepy old guy as the groom.
And poop's back on the menu, boys.
Yeah, and the menu is poop.
That was a lot of poop.
Mm-hmm. You don't even get a second choice.
This is the part I was describing when I was trying to remember what the fuck this movie was. I should have fucking known it was just this.
Our girls abstain from relieving themselves all day.
In compliance.
Oh my god. They just saved up all their poop for tonight, so you guys can have it for your wedding meal. Take all the poop you want, guys. There's plenty to go around.
Nom, 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 nom.
I know, creepy old guy's having a good time.
Eat, my exquisite bride.
Oh. You must prepare for our night of love. As he's spoon-feeding him shit. Nothing worse than a breath without odor. Oh, God. Oh, and it was on her teeth, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the part where my friend threw up.
I mean, it's pretty gross.
You like
but
that one?
I don't think it looks very realistic, honestly.
No.
It kind of looks like a crappy meatloaf or something. Oh, they're leaving their wedding feast to go to their wedding night now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Oh, he just has shit smeared everywhere. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Let me kiss your forehead and leave a shit lip print. Oh, piss
you
on
like
me.
Yeah, is a fucking trough.
Piss on me next to the poop trough. Non posso, non mi scappa. I can't do it. Won't come.
This is where they'd put Jack down, because he wouldn't be able to either.
Oh, yeah, right in the mouth.
Is this hot?
No.
No?
Not for me.
Fetish Watch 2025. Don't think I'm into peeing.
She said, I finished. And he does not seem very happy about it at first. Let's find the nicest bottom here.
Hell of a masterpiece.
Yeah.
A masterpiece?
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta decide on the prize for the best bottom. Oh, the person with the nicest bottom gets killed immediately. That doesn't seem like a very good deal.
Well,
I'm glad my ass isn't that nice.
Listen, I don't want to toot my own horn. I think if this is my competition,
I don't think my ass is that great looking. Like,
I think your ass is pretty nice.
I mean, maybe
look
but
at
like,
these bony bitches.
Yeah, but like kneeled over like this, like.
Well, I know this
like
is
like we're at a fucking mosque or something.
Yeah,
that's my other issue. This is
a
not
strange,
an ideal angle for an
like,
ass.
Standing ass. I got some meat. But
mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, yeah. Well, the thing is, you've got to arch the back, right? And these guys are doing it the wrong way.
Yeah. They're in like the cat position
God
when they
damn,
need to be in the cow
back.
Position.
What
yeah,
the
that's
fuck
fucking scoliosis.
Is that, dude? They're gonna pick that fucking dude as the nicest ass.
The boniest one.
Probably.
3-1 for the Duke's.
I've gotta see what's going on with that fucking person over there, dude.
Mm-hmm.
What yeah, in well, the fuck? Luce! Okay, this is a really skinny guy, I guess.
I guess. He doesn't even look that skinny, though. I think it was just the way he was positioned. Why is he gonna kill him?
It's the rules.
I know, but I thought he was gonna fuck him first. He must be stupid to think that death would be so easy. We intend to kill you 1,000 times.
Oh, this bitch still has fucking stories, dude.
Yeah, the tastiest shit came from the women who had just heard that they were gonna die.
Fuck you, dude.
Circle.
That's what she's saying
blood.
Earlier too. They used to like want the shit of the peasants. It was mm-hmm. the most like strained.
Yeah, that. Yeah, she said something like.
This is here's the yeah.
Oh my god, this is weird already.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Listen, you ever been to old gay guys' houses?
No, but I've recently found one on TikTok that I love.
Dude, what is up with that hat, man?
Listen, give me like 20 years.
Yeah, look at these guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
I kind of do, too.
I fucking love it. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. I was like, seeing that weird guy over there in his little costume was just great.
I don't love him or anything he's ever done.
No, but look at him. He's just so much cooler now.
Somehow made him look better.
Yeah. Oh, look at the earrings.
Yeah.
He's fierce as fuck.
Look at him.
Turn. Great. You gotta bring those hats
in fact,
back.
They could have done with another veil over him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thick, coarse.
Everybody's dressed now, so that's kind of strange. Because they were all naked before.
We need to bring back fancy hat culture.
I don't know if I'm a hat person.
Everyone's a hat person.
The president's the most randy, and he's going to go first. You horsens.
Look at that. Look at the fucking head honcho's hat.
I know.
I fucking love it.
He's got like plants on his head and
wearing
shit.
Wearing a fucking potted plant.
I love it. We're basically just reenacting a fucking Catholic service now.
He's even got the mirrors in the back.
Yeah.
What's he rubbing?
Gotta be able to see when that guy's groping your ass. Seems like very realistic sex going on right now.
This is the most realistic sex we've seen so far, I think.
Yeah, maybe. It kinda is. God, look at the fucking wiener on that guy.
Yeah.
Not the best prosthetic I've seen.
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Those pubes are fucking very fake.
Yeah.
That one's a little wild.
Yeah. A bunch of little boys sleeping. Is he just waiting for his dick to point him to which one's the right one?
Like a dousing rod or something.
Oh, this one. This one's the chosen one. What will you do to me? Let's talk about that tomorrow. Oh no, someone has a picture under their pillow. How dare they?
Snitch. You little snitch bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Stockholm Syndrome having ass. Bitch. Stockholm syndrome. How many days into 120 days does it take for you to start behaving like part of the team?
I don't know.
Depends on how gay you are.
I guess maybe.
Shit, I don't know, man. I'm gonna be 100% honest with you. Other than fucking eating shit, not a bad life.
Yeah, I agree. If you're into anal, this is kind of where to be.
I mean,
I'm so like clinically defiant, though. I think I would have tried to shoot myself pretty early on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think once you get used to getting like ass fucked.
Yeah. It really does get easier.
I mean, it's kind of whatever. And I mean,
yeah.
On certain days, you probably get to have sex with somebody you want to have sex with. And then, you know, you gotta take an ass blasting from fucking Turtle.
Yeah, Elmer Fudd.
Yeah. I've seen no instance of hoe. Maybe they meant whore.
They've said whore a lot, but no hoes.
Yeah. I don't think colloquially hoe would have been used at all.
Yeah. I don't think they say hoe.
Well, I was like, I thought that was kind of weird because I thought hoe was kind of a newer slang type word.
It is by comparison.
Yeah.
Sure.
Damn, what the fuck was that?
Well, these are the slave quarters. You get parts of walls.
Okay.
Well, the girl snitched on the guy for sleeping with the slave. So now they're all there to see that he's really sleeping with the slave.
I'm here to tell you. If that
he does the Hitler symbol and it's all okay.
If that cock right there was, she didn't know about it. No pussies were harmed in the making of this.
Yeah. That's the most ridiculous shooting I've ever seen.
Girl, look at fucking that guy's face.
Yeah, I know.
I can't deal with this.
Oh my god. Queers, you make me puke. Dude, you were the one that was fucking your boss when he asked for it.
Yeah, he's employee of the month, man.
I don't know if that was really the same one or not, but
it wasn't. It was Unibrow over here.
Susie, Julia, plus enough.
Liana, Tatiana,
Sergio. Oh, you mean in the beginning in the fucking banquet hall? Maybe it was him, actually.
Yeah, I was like, I can't remember. Claudio,
Carlo, Franco. I don't know who any of these fucking people are.
Renata. Yeah, there's too many people. We're not used to this. Oh, those who are named will wear a sky blue ribbon. You can imagine what that means. I can't. What's a sky blue ribbon mean?
Dude, after I heard fucking 120 days of these fucking stories, I would be begging to get ass raped. Just
yeah, let me feel something.
Feel something.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to us, it seems really like, whatever. If we were living it, though, we would probably have a different perspective.
Yeah, maybe you'd be fucking waiting for story time every day.
Maybe.
Well, as some sort of reprieve, maybe. But I'm telling you, if I was living this in real life, it would be, we're all dying or I'm for sure dying.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would have tried to grab somebody's gun before Girl, the 120 days was up.
Yeah, you got me so many kinds of fucked up. This is the poop bath.
Yeah.
I don't know about her.
That's rough, man.
They're just sitting in a tub of fucking poop right now.
You're gonna have to take me out, man. I don't.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not sitting in your tub of fucking poop. Oh Lord, why hast thou forsaken? Thou forsaken us. That's religious shit right there.
Dang, you're starting to talk like me, Lee.
I know. Well, you know, we haven't even finished the movie yet, and I'm already done with my bottle of wine. So that's a problem
right now.
Oh my god, I'm so fucking fucked. I thought that was like a stair climber.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was thinking too.
Like, all right. Maybe I don't remember this.
I really thought it was a workout machine too. I was like, what the fuck are they doing here?
That was a strange time to concern yourself with fitness. Gotta work off those poop carbs.
No, it's just his watch and chair.
How many carbs does a serving of poop have?
Can't be much.
I think it probably depends on the diet of the person. Why is he just burning everybody now?
Well, they had to be punished. They broke their rules.
Oh, I guess so.
Wow, this bitch just realized the room is empty.
Yeah, what is up with that fucking piano player, dude?
She's not well.
Listen, a typical human stool contains around 25% of carbohydrates by weight.
Okay. All right. So a dense shit. Okay.
Oh, I like this wallpaper. Can we get this wallpaper?
Sure.
Why?
She said, oh, well, I draw the line at burning pubes.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? She just decided to jump out of a window now?
She also didn't even end her piece on a cadence, so maybe she deserved that. Yeah. Look at that cock. Come on now. You see that thing flapping?
Yeah.
I missed it. I was focused on fucking turtle.
Girl, look at
these cocks. Damn.
Yeah. They're just flopping around back there.
Not in the nice way. Yeah, this is the tongue bit.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's so fake looking, though.
Yes.
Hey, why don't you pull your cock out for me?
It was so thin and stretchy.
It is pretty cool to just, like, whenever you want, grab a boobie or a wiener.
Oh, I agree 100%. I already live in this world, though.
Yeah, no, it's pretty great. I mean, I do it to Lisa all the time.
I guess I don't have, like, a selection, though.
Yeah, you gotta make the shot super fucking wide because the whole movie's been that way. God damn it. I don't like this fucking movie.
I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
I don't know. I think maybe this is my bad day.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Like, Bowhead with Lolita. Yeah, I had a fucking shitty day today, and I'm just fucking mad about it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, a fucking eyeball scene. Of course.
Hell yeah.
Back to our roots here.
Umberto, vieni qui. Yeah.
Oh, this is the fucking scalping. Oh, God. It's gonna be the worst for me.
The scalping?
I hate this shit.
Not a fan of scalping, huh?
I'm not. It always gets to me for some reason. Are they going to go back to it? Because that part wasn't graphic. And they said it was very graphic. The gay face of spring?
Yeah. That's literally just lyrics to the opera, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Spring's pretty gay.
It is. It's got to be the gayest.
Oh my gosh. And more whipping. He's whipping everybody now.
Hell yeah. Hey. Dancing with the bros.
Yeah.
What's your girlfriend's name?
She's named after a pizza.
Yeah. That was a strange ending.
Yeah, it's what we got, though.
Wow. It was not what I was expecting.
Yeah, you didn't care for it.
I dislike this movie.
That's valid.
I think it's a decent movie. Maybe it was another case of setting my expectations a little too high, because it's kind of touted as, you know, like a really fucked up movie. It's one of those heavy hitters.
Well, that's why I tried to preface it for you with, because I was like, I don't, what it has on its side is quality and the time it was produced, which makes it groundbreaking in a way, but I wouldn't say. For me personally, when I think of the most disturbing things I've ever seen, this doesn't make the cut.
No, not at all, man.
No.
But I'm also, you know, blown out and prolapsed.
I don't know. I bet in 1975 it probably hit pretty fucking hard, huh?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, probably back then it was more extreme.
You said it. It's fucking shot really well. The fucking...
Oh, yeah. I think the cinematography was great.
Mansion or whatever they're in is good. It's awesome. It's all...
Oh, yeah. All the sets are great.
I hated how the whole fucking thing is... It's almost all, like, super wide looking. Like, it's all so far away. Probably because there's, I don't know, 50 fucking people in this movie.
Yeah.
Well, I think it provides a scope to it. That's a sort of stylized form of cinematography, right?
Yeah.
And that doesn't land for everybody.
Yeah, I guess. And yeah, you get to fucking take in, you know, the whole awesomeness of this mansion that they're in.
Well, that's why I said, I swear what resonated with me to this day, because I haven't seen it in over a decade, but I remember the grand fucking, like, palatial palace, and I remember the fucking wardrobing and stuff more than I, like, I remembered the poop platters.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, because you kind of fucking get up in there.
Yeah.
And it's pretty fucking gross. But, you know, everything else is so fucking far away. You don't really feel like you're in there and like a part of it. It's just,
and also the rapey bits are so poorly performed that, like that one comment we had, it's almost comical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they obviously like didn't really graphically show like the sexual abuse parts, which I think was probably for the best overall because. These were actual kids, I think. Not kids, but like teenagers, like 16 to 18, probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, they weren't even like humping in a way that looked.
Yeah, most of it didn't even look real.
Sexual to me.
And there was what you could probably count on one hand the number, right? I mean, this is supposed to be 120 days. This is 4 months of pure fucking torture. And
well, like you said, we spend a lot of time on story times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they were fucking all right stories. I paid attention to a couple of them. I like the one where she ran like a dog or tried to race a dog or something.
She tried to run as fast as his dog to get the chestnuts that he threw for her to fetch.
And then she caught a nut on her back. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of funny. But now that I'm a, I guess what you would call a professional movie critic, one of the things that movie people like to say, and they say often, is show, don't tell. And 80% of this movie is tell.
Yeah, that's true.
And I wasn't having it.
I think that's part of why the shots are the way they are, is like the sinister undertone is provided by the like relentless display of the victims that they're about to like. Because each story time is a depiction of what they're going to engage in next.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, the displays aren't necessarily done well, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think instead of just having the lady sitting there telling her story, we would have benefited more from, like, flashbacks of seeing what was happening.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, her stories were fucking crazy. Yeah. Crazier than anything I think we've seen in the movie.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Like, and, like, I like society balls and parties and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Even to this day, but especially then, they do have, like, a pianist and, like, you know, honored guests and stuff will engage in, like, limericks and...
Yeah.
You know, glorified story time.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that stuff of it, but I'm also like just a theater fag. So that's what it was giving me. But I didn't find any of it particularly like impactful or disturbing or anything.
No.
Dude, I would say like I would probably recommend this movie to maybe somebody like just getting into like
kind of more hardcore shit, like maybe wanting to experiment with it or something, I would recommend this movie.
Well, I think part of why I divorced this title from this film was, like, in my brain, what I watched was just some sort of avant-garde art film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And everything I read about 120 Days of Sodom was, like, gruesome terror.
Yeah, like horror movie.
Horrifying. And so I guess that's why I divorced in my brain, because I was like, what I watched was some artsy fartsy shit.
Yeah, exactly.
It definitely was.
Maybe. That's exactly how it feels.
Yeah.
It definitely doesn't feel like a horror movie as people were describing it.
Yeah, not to me.
Kind of at the end, like, it got a little crazy. I mean, when he put the fucking lighter that dude's dick, I cringed a little bit. It's like, damn, that's probably the worst part.
Well, and also, like, if you're not able to divorce yourself from the poop parts, that can get kind of gaggy.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Especially when it starts getting, like, stuck to their teeth and stuff. And
I think if you weren't really paying attention, because I was like, that doesn't even look like poop.
Well, some people are so, even if it's not a good portrayal of it, just that it's intimated that this is poop, is enough to do some people in. That's how it was with my homegirl when we watched this. She fucking barfed immediately.
I know I'm feeling a little fucking bitchy today, so that might be.
Was there anything about it you liked?
I mean, I guess I did like the, you know, like the scenery and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was like a pretty movie.
Yeah, it was. I don't even know if I could really call it, you know, like a artsy type movie. No, it all felt like bullshit to me. Even like we were talking, like the philosophical bullshit. It was all bullshit. I don't even think it was real.
It wasn't. Some quotes are like, there's some Marxist rhetoric quoted.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense, I guess.
As well as some like notable Third Reich propaganda.
Uh-huh.
But all of the rest of it was bullshit and also like sort of nonsense.
And I mean, maybe that's the point. This whole thing is perpetrated by, you know, fucking aristocratic libertines or whatever that are fucking pretend they're so goddamn smart.
Well, so the when I discovered this film, it was through the guy through the lens of like avant-garde films.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that is how I would describe it, is avant-garde. But we read a comment earlier, which is like, this is basically an ego stroke of someone with deviant proclivities.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's not what it said, but that's my paraphrase.
Right, yeah.
And I would tend to lean that way. Because again, it's about an hour too long. If I understand, it's supposed to be 120 days.
Yeah.
And we see about 4 days worth of activity, and I don't think it needed to be 2 fucking hours.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm trying to kind of justify it by saying, you know, it was 1975, blah, blah, blah.
Wasn't Daddy from the 70s?
It was,
Daddy was,
yeah.
I think, 73.
Mm-hmm.
That's also highly stylized avant-garde filmmaking. Mm-hmm. And it didn't feel long at all to me.
Yeah.
Maybe it felt a little long, but not long like this.
Yeah, I was 100% in.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys just had a cool house.
Yeah, and nice clothes.
Yeah, yeah, their costumes were cool.
Yeah, I don't think it's cool to be, like, contrarian for, like, to be contrarian. I don't think that like earns you cool points, but I do think this one is overhyped, maybe.
Yeah, I think so too.
Maybe it just hasn't, I can't even really say it hasn't aged well, because I mean, it was a pretty damn good looking movie, right? Mm-hmm. But,
no, I think that's one of its like pros, is that it's obviously like well shot for the most part. The cinematography holds up. I don't know if anything that happened in it does, but
yeah, I don't know if it's like the writing or like just the storyline in general or what, but something about it is just not there.
Yeah, it's hyper over worded script.
It is for sure overwrought. It is inundated with dialogue that serves no real purpose.
Yeah.
It's also not aided by the fact that the physical acting wasn't great and it's dubbed. So, you know, any evocative performance given by the actors, like by way of their own vocal maneuverings, is not present because it's dubbed.
True.
So that divorces a little bit of it for me as well. Because I like films that have, like, pointless dialogue as long as it's well-written and there's, like, a believable chemistry between the people saying the things.
Yeah.
Because none of that was present in this.
Because it would... yeah. It kind of helps it, make, like, feel like real life, right?
Well, it's like, yeah, it's relatable.
Yeah.
Nothing about this was relatable, so...
Fuck this movie. Fuck the title, too. Sallow or 100... Pick a fucking title, dude. Fuck off, Pasolini. Well,
I wonder if that was it released as Sallow or 120 Days of Sodom, or was it released as one and the community sort of started referencing it as something
else? I know. I don't know for sure.
Because my guess would be the latter.
Look at the title on the fucking screenshot that you sent me. Like, I'm pretty sure this is like the OG fucking cover. And in Italian, it says Sallow. I'm assuming.
Giornate di Sodoma, yeah. Yeah, but, like, in this title specifically, though, it's not, like, Sallow or 120 Days of Sodom. It's Sallow. And you would like a colon here.
I would like a colon.
This is where one would actually belong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the title's actually Sallow, 120 Days of Sodom. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sallow, people have colon.
Sort of, yeah.
They've people replaced have separated the colon
for some reason.
Yeah, they've replaced the colon with aura. Here,
please.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I guess let's move on. That was Sallow or 120 Days of Sodom. Lisa.
No.
Give me your star rating and your what the fuck moment.
Tell us, Lisa.
Okay. For my star rating, I'm going to do 1.5 stars.
I know.
That was brutal. So bad. That was so bad because I said I didn't hate it. But then I'm looking at my list of movies and I'm like,
you got to stop looking at the list.
Maybe,
man.
I do hate it.
Yeah, you kind of got to star rate it in a vacuum.
Yeah,
I think so.
Once you start comparing and contrasting, you lose all fucking...
leaderboard dictate your star rating, which I think is against the spirit of the game.
Well, you know, I was going to go either
because
two...
you don't tell us what star ratings are. You only tell us what leaderboards are.
Yeah,
I think
that's
you
got to
start telling us what star ratings are.
Yeah.
I got to fucking... not have the leaderboard open when we do star ratings.
Well, I'm always gonna ask for it to be open, so fuck you.
We have it on video.
No, I was either gonna go like 2 stars. I was thinking 2 stars, and then I decided to go 1.5. So either way, it wasn't gonna go. It wasn't gonna go much higher anyway. What else do you want from me? My what the fuck moment?
Yes. And what the fuck moment is, that is a moment in the movie that made you go, what the fuck?
Yes. And so.
I know what it is.
And so true to that description, I'm going to go with the tongue scene because that was the only time where I literally said, what the fuck?
Well, that dude getting his fucking tongue cut off?
Yeah. When they were pulling his tongue out and cutting it off. That was the
if
only
we had
scene where
more
I was
time
like,
on the
what
scalp,
the
it would have been the scalp.
Yeah.
Okay. I really thought it was going to be the scalp. And then
cut
they
away
didn't
from
even
it.
Actually fucking scalp the girl on camera. The comments we read were like, oh, a girl gets scalped and it's very graphic.
It was pretty rough there for a second. And then cut away.
They fucking sliced her head open and started to pull back the scalp a little bit, I guess. But like, it wasn't a was fucking it, scalping.
Do you suppose it was hurt or helped by the fact that she was surrounded by paper mache, huge pendulous paper mache Dixon balls?
Yeah. It was a weird scene for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, that's the only scene that really made me say what the fuck. So that's the one I'm going with.
Yeah.
Now, Bo, what's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
I'm going to go straight middle of the road, like 3 stars.
Yeah.
But like I've said a couple times, for me, it's aided ironically a little bit by nostalgia, I think, because this was a film I saw way earlier than I should have, probably. It was more about the like the scenery, I think, than about the actual content.
Yeah, I can see that.
My what the fuck moment will be, it's going to be Dana Carvey in the first banquet scene, gripped by the power of the Lord and compelled to expose his asshole to everyone. I don't know if you've seen a bony 60-year-old man's asshole.
Yeah, it's not appealing.
No, and it's about what you think it was. And then when he presents it for the young militant lad to just the strangest humping maneuver.
Yeah.
I think that's my what the fuck.
If I was going to fuck my first man ass, it would not be that guy.
Well, and also, if you're already up in there and that's what we're doing, is that the hump?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I've even fucked bottoms that I'm not super into, and I've got to do the, like, let's just grab onto something if there's, God willing, something to grab onto. Yeah. And what I'm here to tell you, with that guy's ass, you're grabbing thighs. That's all there is. You're not grabbing ass. There's no ass.
Yeah.
You're fucking the Skeletor.
Yeah. Yeah. You just fucking dig in and fucking get it done as fast as possible.
Yeah. Right? And then I think you jackhammer your way out of there. Right. Yeah. Well, at least that's what I've done in the past. I don't know about this. What about you, Chris? What's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
Well, I'm going to give this one 2 stars. Fuck the title of this movie. Pick a lane, Pasolini. 80% of this movie is exposition, or not even story time.
It's just unrelated bullshit for the most part.
Yeah.
I was also going to point out that it's supposed to be 120 days. But, like, we only really saw, like, we saw the, what, 3 different old ladies telling stories?
We had 3 mistresses of mayhem, yeah.
But each one was in the same outfit the whole time they were telling the story.
Yeah, they didn't have, and also, the first lady, who was my least favorite, got the most story time.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Chris. I know I interrupted you.
And, you know, it's my bitchy day today. I get a bitchy day. This is it. Fuck Solo. 2-star movie.
It's so crazy, though, because you're like, this movie.
Still and rated higher than Lisa.
Yeah. You're like, fuck this movie. And I'm like, oh, I didn't hate it. But you still rate it higher than me?
No, there's a historical precedent for this.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And my what the fuck moment is going to be when that one dude, the half-assed Gerard Butler guy, during the wedding.
Yeah.
And he's just fucking running through the whole crowd, groping everybody up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maw agape. Yeah.
Does not touch a single fucking penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't even nudge the balls a little. He just goes thighs.
Yeah, he fucking...
Well, because like I said, that's not something they could really fake. He would actually have to grab those teenage boys' dicks.
Well, suck it up, I guess.
Yeah, grab them dicks, you bitch.
I mean, those fucking girls got groped all to hell, dude.
They sure did. Their merkins were clinging on for dear life.
Yeah.
Fucking titties. That's true. I mean, dude, you gotta grab a dick, all right? And then the poor woman over there on the far left just fucking gets a little graze at the end.
Yeah.
And then he moves on to the boys.
Lisa, how spicy is this movie?
All right. This movie is nachos, but they're made with hot Cheetos as the base chip.
Okay.
So it's just kind of weird and soggy and a little spicy, but not much.
Hell yeah. All right. All right.
Girl. You keep, this is a new trend. Not even new now. We're a few episodes of this.
Yeah.
Where you describe foods that I would probably just eat.
Well, okay. So that's the thing.
I don't know if.
Well, that's the thing. In theory, it sounds really good. Like, I think that nachos with hot Cheetos as the base would be fucking amazing. But
they do have a gross aftertaste.
I have kind of tried it. I have tried it, and they just get soggy and weird. So that's why. No, that checks out.
I've never tried it.
Yeah.
And also, the like, fiery, they have a weird aftertaste, those Cheetos, that I don't really appreciate. So.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost chemically, like you shouldn't be eating them.
Yeah, well, you know, if it's that color, in the wild, if a thing is that color, it's to, like, ward off predators.
Yeah.
So, you know.
For real, man.
Which makes sense that red dye is, like, the bad thing.
Yeah.
All right, Bo, how spicy is this movie?
This is going to be, like, a sauerkraut sandwich. I don't appreciate sauerkraut, though. I don't care for it one bit. But instead of, like, sauerkraut and poop sandwich.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. What about you, Chris? How spicy is this film?
Well, let's say you marry the love of your life.
Okay.
He's a cross-eyed old man.
Uh-huh.
Well, you lost me there because I was in the Michael B. Jordan lane and now you've thrown me a curveball.
And he leans in for a kiss with a literal shit-eating grin on his face. And this making out with a shit-covered old man.
Oh, is he my uncle?
I mean, it's fucking debatable.
Okay.
All right, Lisa. All I'll have to do is slot this sucker in on your leaderboard.
Damn, I thought I was done.
Where's it gonna go?
What's a leaderboard, Daddy?
I'll tell you what a leaderboard is. This is where each of us slot in our personal favorite. Fuck. This is where we put our favorite movies. Fuck. This is where we rank the movies that we've covered on this podcast.
Hmm.
Thanks for that very vague description, Daddy.
You're welcome.
I think I'm going to slot this in at my new number 21 slot in between
21.
Regurgitated and Lolita Vibrator Torture. I think I would watch Regurgitated again before this, which is unfortunate.
100%.
All right, Bo, where are you going to put it on your leaderboard?
I think it's got to be number 16, Under Black Metal Veins, above Cannibal Ferox.
Okay.
Again, I think half of this is nostalgia for me, though.
I know. I was like, where the fuck is Cannibal Ferox on my list?
Must be pretty low. High.
Oh, maybe no, it was really high.
Eight. That's what I'm telling you. Your list makes no fucking sense to me.
It's above Cannibal Holocaust. Yeah, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
My sentiments exactly.
That's weird.
That is a little weird. I might change that one. I don't know, man. I think it was just really the turtle scene for me in the fucking Cannibal Holocaust movie. Like, it didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
They fucking butcher a turtle in Ferox, too, though.
And the fucking
and they have
young
some
girl. The young girl in Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah.
They do have the missing 14-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But don't forget that. Coatamundis.
Yeah, the Papua New Guineas.
Yeah.
I think I am going to make this one my new number 29.
29. Holy crap.
Below that's Regurgitated and above Android of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know I'm having a bad day because me and Bo are way off here.
Uh-huh.
We're not synced up tonight.
I know.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Hell yeah. That's sallow. Divisive movie on this podcast. We got it all over the place. Lisa's a mic slapping motherfucker tonight.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's it for Solo.
Yeah.
Join us next week when we will be covering a couple films that I got from David Dawson.
Yeah. Yeah, we watched Leech on the found footage festival thing.
Unnamed footage festival.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked it so much, man, I had to get more, and I did. And now that we have a Blu-ray player at the fucking podcast, we're going to do some of our physical movies that we bought. We're calling it the David Dawson Double Down.
Okay. That's for sure what we're calling it.
Hell yeah.
We definitely decided on this beforehand. And
yep.
Figured out that this is what we're calling it.
Can we throw in Daddy Dick? Daddy Dick, Dave Dawson, Double Down?
Daddy Dick, David Dawson, Double
it's
Down.
It's still illiterate.
Yeah. I mean, we're reaching fucking tongue twister. I don't know if I could say that. I have a hard time with words. But anyway, two movies, one episode. It might work. It might not.
Are you going to tell us what movies?
Oh, that's a good idea. All right. We're covering Family and Flesh Games.
Okay.
Is that the latest Fast and Furious?
Hell yeah. Okay. I'm excited for it. It's going to be fucking great, man.
That's what I was going to say. I'm excited because I really liked Leech. And I'm excited to see more of his movies.
Yeah, I'm excited to fucking show you guys, man. I mean, it's not, you know, super extreme shit, but it's fucking indie underground shit. Yeah. I bought this shit directly from the source, from the director.
Uh-huh.
Like we always do.
Hell yeah. Every movie. Pasolini, fuck you. Yeah, dude, I got the entire Vomit Gore quadrilogy. I am planning a photo shoot in some negligee, just hoping I can get on Lucifer Valentine's Instagram.
I've got a lace jock strap.
Might need to borrow it.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to do another Lucifer Valentine movie?
Girl, sign us the fuck off of here.
All right. Anyway. David Dawson Double Down. Family.
Daddy Dick.
Flesh Games. Next week.
Tomorrow.
On What the Fuck Are You Watching? Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch. Do another Lucifer Valentine film.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as instant noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.